Good morning. We are going to say an opening prayer for the lighting of this first candle in our Advent wreath. Almighty and eternal God, as we welcome you into our celebration and representing these candles in this Advent wreath, reminding us of the 4 weeks of Advent, may this first light remind us that you are coming not only at the end of time, but you come to us on a daily basis. May we be worthy to welcome you through Christ our Lord. As we gather this morning to celebrate the sacred mysteries and also the first Sunday of Advent, Cycle A, an ordinary time, year one. We begin our celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. My friends, Advent is a spiritual time to welcome the coming of Jesus. Welcome him into our hearts, welcome him into our families, and allowing ourselves to be worthy of welcoming him.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and all were carried away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. 2 men will be out in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. 2 women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
The first Sunday of Advent reminds us that it is a preparation not only for Christmas, but it is specifically a preparation for the second coming of Jesus. In the first reading, Isaiah, the prophet, says, God comes with his word. God comes with his instructions. He comes with ways of peace, with ways of reconciliation, but he comes as a light. Isaiah, a prophet, spoke in the Old Testament, and he reminded the people the coming the Messiah. So this is the Old Testament. He is prophesying and telling the people to prepare themselves because the light is coming. He will be the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Reconciliation. And therefore, what was expected of the people is to be alert, to stay awake, for the coming of the Lord will come. And therefore, it is important for them to prepare themselves. But this is the first coming, which was the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. In the gospel reading, Saint Matthew, the evangelist, gives us the example of the days of Noah. We are all familiar with that. Noah went into the ark, and together with him were her children and livestock. Animals were also there. And then the flood came. Everyone else who were not prepared, except the family of Noah, were destroyed by the flood. Now, is this story given to us to scare us? Because Matthew says, as in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. I don't think Matthew's purpose is to scare us or even put us into a situation where we have to be anxious now and be fearful. I think the purpose of Matthew is to remind us that Jesus is coming, that God is coming. Just like when Jesus ascended into heaven, the angels proclaim to the people, this Jesus who is taken away from you will come back soon. You know, it's not easy to wait for someone who is coming. Have you ever been to the airport at LAX or Burbank and you are there to meet a relative who is coming from Europe? And as you get into the airport, it says there, delayed for 5 hours. What are you gonna do? You come home. Yes. Some Filipinos, they go to Carl's Jr. to wait. But it's hard for waiting for someone. Now, Jesus, if you have any idea when the ascension happened, that's a long time ago. And the angel said, the same Jesus will come back again. So what's the advice of Jesus to us in the gospel reading? Very simple. This is what it says. Stay awake and be ready for the coming of the Lord. Because this story of Noah is a reminder for us to consider that the people who were unprepared were destroyed by the flood. They did not have that concern. They were indifferent in preparing themselves for the coming of the Lord. The season of Advent is a reminder for us that Jesus is coming. Now, I'm not saying the end of time, but I'm saying Jesus comes every day into our lives. And he challenges us every day, even in our interpersonal relationships with family members, with community members, with co-parishioners, and people of God. Jesus comes to us. He could come in the person of a poor person. He could come in the person of a child, like this child right here in front of me, who is well-dressed. Give me five. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Jesus comes. And I like what St. Paul is saying to us in the second reading, his letter to the Romans. He's practically responding to us, what shall we do? And St. Paul says, put on Christ. Put on the qualities of Christ. Peaceful, welcoming, generous, caring, loving. We have to put on the person of Christ, because by that we will be able not only to prepare ourselves but also prepare others by showing to them the goodness of the Messiah who has come among us but will come again to fulfill what God has given to all of us. So Advent is a deeply spiritual season. There are 4 weeks of Advent. And Advent opens our eyes to the coming of the Lord, who comes to teach us, who comes to save us, and who comes to lead us into the light. And therefore, during this season of Advent, let us prepare ourselves. I know many of you are now preparing for Christmas, preparing your Christmas gifts that you already started to get the day after Thanksgiving. You know, Black Friday, Monday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday. I don't know what that is all about, you know. But if even the world prepares people, come and buy their sale products, how much more for us? Jesus is preparing us also so that then we can truly celebrate what it means. God among us, Emmanuel, what Christmas is all about. And Advent is that season, that spiritual season to remind us that Jesus is coming every day in our lives, and therefore we should be prepared and ready for him. Amen. Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures, through Christ our Lord. Just to remind us that Andrew is serving for the second time. So let's give him a big round of applause. I know we have so many altar servers, but if there are still some kids around here or parents who have kids that their children would like to serve Mass, please don't say no. Say yes immediately without thinking. As soon as your kid comes to you and says, Mom, Dad, I want to serve Mass, then you immediately say yes. Get the form for Father Ramon. You know, because there's a little kid, I think he's in 5th grade, and it says to me, 5th grade? He says to me, I'll think it over, Father. And I said to him, don't think, just say yes. So I have to give him the form. So we like to thank, that's why we have, there's 4 of you here. Where's the other one? Okay, so we have 4 servers. So thank you for serving Mass. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.